10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Hey, I don't know who that was. Actually, that was me from another time and place. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Our in studio announcer has a word to say. Hit it, Henry.
Hello, everyone. Happy Labor Day. Let's begin the show and let's be. Oh wait, I already said that. Sorry.
You already said it's okay. Say it again.
Sorry. Epic fail.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Labor Day. Let's start the show and let's begin.
There you go. That was very nice. Henry Levins there, folks, with the opening of the show. And we do appreciate that. All right. And this morning is Labor Day. And we're going to get into the whole history of Labor Day. And it's going to be a nice little segment here. Courtney's going to tell us all about Labor Day. And but my guest this morning on Songs That Move You is my brother-in-law, Marlon Mayo. Hello, Marlon. Hey. Get up on that mic.
All right. Hey, good morning. It's nice to be here.
Well,
thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. I've been trying to twist your arm for years to get you to come on. And finally, what did I do right?
Well, I told Courtney yesterday, I said that in the past I was just overthinking it and that you texting me the other day kind of forced my hand.
So yeah,
I'm
like,
okay,
right.
I'm just going to do it.
So was it easy or hard to come up with 10 songs?
It wasn't too hard. Once I took that overthinking mentality out of it, I just kind of focused on, you know, certain times in my life and just picked out songs from different eras.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, tell you what, why don't we dive right in here? What's your first pick?
Okay, so I guarantee this has never been played on this show before.
Okay, this is a first. Yeah. I wish we had a sound effect.
This is a band called Rites of Spring.
Okay.
They were a band on Discord Records. They were part of the kind of DC hardcore scene back in the 80s. I first discovered this song from watching an old skateboarding video called Toy Machine Live. I heard this song in 94, maybe 95, and it just kind of, it changed everything for me. Like, what I knew about music, I didn't realize there was music like this, and I was just immediately drawn into the whole skate scene and, you know, punk culture.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, tell you what, let's listen. Here we go, and roll it, Marlon.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Well, well, okay. What was that again?
The band is called Rites of Spring.
Okay, folks, if that didn't get you out of the bed, maybe you need to stay in bed. Yeah.
My mother just texted me that she is really upset with him and that he has the worst taste in music that she has ever heard, is what she just said. Well, just kidding. Well, I know she's thinking it.
If you haven't already had coffee, you don't need it, because that was enough of a jolt.
Yep.
That was,
that's Marlon's music.
That will get you up in the morning.
Hey, Memphis, good morning. This is Courtney McCollum, Henry's mom and Marlon's wife.
That's right. That and Courtney's with us this morning. She's going to be here for a little color commentary, you know, as we go along. And not off-color commentary, but just
never.
Color commentary. Mm-hmm. She's got a little audio documentary done about Labor Day, you know, history of Labor Day.
Yeah, Willie wants me to talk about Labor Day and the history behind it and what it, and sure, I will get to that.
And we, of course, you know, everybody looks forward to the weather forecast every Monday here on Songs That Move You. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your dial or WYXR.org online, as we call it, as I named it.
www.http.
So my brother-in-law, Marlon Mayo, is playing us some songs this morning. So Marlon, when you heard that first song and it got you into like Skaterville, did you like change your wardrobe and all that, or were you already skating?
Were you cool before or after?
I probably wasn't cool before or after.
Well, you are cool.
So this was back in 94, 95. I was shopping at Cheapskates on Getwell Road.
Oh, yeah.
So I was changing my wardrobe up from mall clothes to anything that Ron from Cheapskates was selling. So usually Alien Workshop t-shirts or a Toy Machine flannel, baggy pants, Etnies shoes, stuff like that.
Did your mama shop for you?
Yes, I was 12 years old, I could not afford
you didn't
my
have
own
a
clothing.
Job yet.
I picked my stuff, but she funded the operation.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
What a good mama.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. I was thinking about something when you... Is Cheapskates still open?
I think so.
Yes, they are. I haven't been there in a while.
Shout out to Cheapskates.
Yeah.
Gosh, man. For staying open.
No, right? Well, that's the one constant since a child.
Ron used to comment to me about my mom's legendary Christmas layaways.
Oh, really?
Buying
okay.
stuff for me and my brother.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Little Marty.
That's right. Put them in layaway.
Yeah, layaway. Yeah. Does that still exist? Is layaway?
You
is
know,
that a thing?
I don't know, but I'm telling you.
No, because now we got Klarna.
That's right. Yeah. It was the biggest deal, you know? Yeah. I mean, you really had to plan and look down the road and you think, okay, you know, I can take, you know, $5 a week, you know, for the next 6 weeks
and
get
no
this thing
interest.
Or whatever. No interest.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Bring back layaway.
We need layaway.
Yeah.
Yes.
What if we opened a chain of stores with nothing but layaway?
But what are we selling?
That's right. It doesn't even matter.
Selling the service.
That's right. Just
layaway.
That's right. Here.
Whatever.
Just give whatever. I need you to come by here and give me $10 a week just for your layaway. But right. What is my layaway?
It's all the stuff at Kmart.
That's right.
That you can't get yet. It's Christmas morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Christmas at Kmart.
Blue light special.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think we have some million-dollar ideas there. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's push along to your next song.
Henry has fallen asleep.
Okay.
Henry, did you fall asleep? Yeah, well, he's prone.
You hear that 13-year-old
That's
voice.
Right, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
So my playlist is a little punk heavy, but I throw a few curveballs in there. However, this next song will be another punk song.
Okay.
There's a band called The Descendants. They were always kind of considered like a nerdy punk rock band. Like the lead singer of The Descendants has a PhD and is like a chemist and stuff like that. So he's very smart. worked for DuPont as like a chemical engineer, I think, and then retired from there and continued playing in this band as of today. So this is a song called Suburban Home by the Descendants. It's kind of interesting because it talks about owning a house in the suburbs, which typically
strays. So you
relate
to this.
I relate to this, and it kind of typically strays from the typical punk rock mindset, and that's what I like about it.
Because that's Marlon.
That is me.
Roll it.
All right.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
So do I.
All right, I got a text from Carol.
Yeah.
That is why we never let Marlon pock the music.
I'm assuming that's pick.
I don't know. She says pock.
Don't pock the music. No,
you can't.
Especially not a Tupac.
Yeah.
And then mom gets into a whole thing about Tupac. We know how she feels about him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Pac versus
Mom and
Biggie,
Pac.
You know,
yes.
East Coast, West Coast.
There you go. Yeah.
The tale as old as time.
We got a beef going here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, if that one didn't get you out of bed. What was I did like that line, though. What was the line? I want a house just like mom and dad.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes, even punks want some comforts of home, right?
Yeah, stability is a desirable thing.
Ooh.
That's heavy.
That is going to be at my next tattoo. Say it again, babe.
Stability is a desirable thing.
Ooh.
I like
that's
that.
That's why I married him.
There you go.
That right there.
Yeah. There you go. That's it, folks. We could probably just end the show right there.
Done.
Right? And scene.
Mic drop.
That's right. Yep.
Even though I can't drop this because it's on a harness.
That's right.
Right, yeah. And it's not yours and this is volunteer right now. Don't you dare. Disrespect.
Don't drop the mics.
Yeah. Probably bad idea.
Okay. All right. Well,
what's your next dumb song?
Next song's not going to be dumb and it's going to be a change in genre.
Okay.
So, this is a song by Eric B. and Rakim called Move the Crowd. This was from their 1987 album, Paid in Full. This is considered one of like the holy grail hip-hop albums.
Okay.
Coming out of New York City. Okay. So Rakim is generally regarded as one of the best to do it. I was lucky enough to see him live one time back in 2008 at Rock the Bells, which that was pretty cool.
Where was that?
Well, the Rock the Bells Fest was outside of Chicago.
Okay.
But it was a festival at the time that went to different cities, and I caught the one in Chicago.
Very cool.
Yeah, so this one's called Move the Crowd, and it's got a nice beat to it, and yeah, it's just...
And you can dance to it.
Yeah, you can dance to it. You can shake your butt to it.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Move the crowd. talking about a speaker. Suddenly I had this fever, wasn't me or either. Summer madness. Cause I just can't stand around, so I get closer, and the closer I get, the better it sound. My mind starts to activate, bombs collaborate. Cause when I heard the beat, I just had to make something from the top of my head. So I fell into the groove of the wax, and I said, how could I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistakes allowed. Here's the instructions, put it together. It's simple, ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but weak ideas irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor when they put something smooth on. So turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud, cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
Measure me with the heat that's made by solar. It gets stronger every time I hold a microphone. Check the tone and get started. The line for the microphone is departed. So leave it up to me. My DJ is mixing. Everyone is moving or eager to listen. Your hands in the air, your mouth shut. Cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut. For those that know me, indeed I like the flow. Especially when the music's going slow. It gives me a chance to let everybody know. It's time to bust out the Rock Kemp Show. I'm the intelligent wise on the mic. I will rise right in front of your eyes, cause I am a surprise. So I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection. All praise is due to Allah, and that's a blessing. But knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve. In 360 degrees, I revolve. This is actual fact, it's not an act. It's been proven indeed, and I proceed to make the crowd keep moving.
Good, you're back in the wheel. She
I like
said.
That.
Carol
right.
said, "Back in the
yeah.
wheel." Sweet, that's good.
There you go, man. That's good. I like that. I know nothing about hip hop music.
What?
I don't.
You?
No,
Mr.
Really.
Hip Hop?
No, I don't.
Willie, Miss Willie, Hip Hop Bearden.
I thought you rolled Weird. With the Rolling Fork Posse.
Oh, well, I did, but I've never heard this stuff. But it's great. I really do like that.
Yeah, it's non-offensive. Everybody yeah. can listen to it.
Yeah, I felt like learning to moonwalk while I was looking.
Mom said she was doing the robot.
That's good.
As one does.
Yeah.
As any almost 75-year-old woman does. Hey, shout out to Carol. Her
That's
big
right.
birthday's coming up.
That's right.
75.
Happy birthday,
we gotta
Carol.
We got to get her on the show.
I know it. I know it. We're going to...
We'll make her.
We'll just have to make her.
I'll just yes. drug her.
And drag her
That's
up
not
here.
Weird.
That's right.
Mama's going to do the show. We will weekend at Bernie's her and get her here.
Yes.
Well, that'll be fun. All right. Happy birthday, Carol.
Yep.
And, okay. Well, is it time for the weather report?
Yes.
Okay, Courtney, what's the weather going to be this week?
Hey, Willie. Yeah, today it looks like highs are going to be in the 80s and Lows are in the 20s with a 50% chance of tornadoes, a possible hurricane. It is Memphis, so it looks like it's going to snow today.
Well, okay. It's going to be quite a day here in Memphis, folks.
Yep.
That was not the National Weather Service.
No.
That was what? That was the...
That's just local weather.
That was local weather.
Hey, you take your pick. Anything could happen today.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Everything has a certain degree of probability.
I mean, he just keeps coming with the zingers.
I know.
That's another tattoo.
Everything has its own probability.
You see why? I mean, we are the same person. Okay. You know?
That's wonderful. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear what you got next, Marlon.
Okay. So, the first song I played by Rites of Spring, that band was on a label called Discord Records based out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Ian MacKay is the founder of that label. He was also the lead singer for a band that's really well known in the underground scene called Fugazi. A lot of bands, even as far back as the 90s, were influenced by them. Nirvana was influenced by them. I discovered them originally through my cousin Cody Rogers back in 1993. He showed me and my brother some of their music, and it was just one of those aha moments, like, this is my stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a song from their album called Repeater, and the name of the track is Blueprint. This song also appeared on the Toy Machine Live Skate video, same video that had the Rites of Spring song. It's not as jarring, though, so hopefully no one's complaining. No one's texting you and complaining about my music list.
We'll see.
So, all right, anyway, this is Blueprint by Fugazi.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that ended.
How about that one?
Yeah, that ended abruptly. Now, who was that again, Marlon?
That is a band called Fugazi.
Oh, okay, Fugazi. I should know them, right?
Yeah,
I should. I mean, I've seen their names, but
sure.
Yeah.
They also have an interesting. They have an album called Instrumental, or no, Instrument. Sorry. Okay. There's also like a documentary video that accompanies it, and
okay.
It's really good.
Okay. And where are these gentlemen from?
They're based out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Their record label is ran out of the same house that it's been running out of since the early 80s. I don't know the exact address, but it's on a street called Beecher Street.
Okay.
And the front porch of that label slash house appears on the cover of a Minor Threat album, which was an old punk band. On that label too.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very, very mom and pop. No T-shirts, no merchandise. They purely sell records, you know, CDs, vinyl, stuff like
Marlon
that.
Marlon likes to keep it real.
I like that, man.
He keeps it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 75.
Just put it on 75 cruise control and chill.
Don't have 100 to give.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I'm batting. I'm batting about 280. It's somewhere in there.
Sure.
I don't even know. All right, folks, you're listening to WYXR, and let me tell you what's coming up for the radio station. We are coming up on our fall pledge drive, and that will be between September 13th and September 20th. So if you would, and if you want to, we would love for you to become a sustaining member. And, you know, you could do that today if you'd like and just give a little bit every month, or you could make a one-time gift. You can go to WYXR.org and see that little button at the top of the page and hit that donate button and help us out, because this is all volunteer radio. We are raised by sound here in Memphis. Also, Thursday, the 2nd of October is WYXR's 5th birthday.
Oh,
I don't know, 5 years.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't that
great?
It's really fun. I've been doing this show for 3.5 years now, and I love doing it. Also, we've got the stereo sessions coming up on Wednesday, September 10th. It's with the Hot Dogs, and there'll be a cocktail party along there. And
sign me up.
The Hot Dogs were a big, really a band that was kind of on the verge of hitting it huge.
Okay.
In Memphis back in the 70s.
I remember.
Yeah, and so they're going to come. And so at the Listening Lab, if you've never been there, what happens is some of the guys in the band will be there to talk about this, and they'll play the whole album, and they'll talk about different cuts and all this. So it's a really, really nice deep dive into some music that you probably never heard before.
That's cool.
So, you know, come on by. And that is on the 10th, which is a week from Wednesday. So we'll hope you do that. WYXR has all kinds of things going on. So, and if you've never been to Crosstown Concourse,
what's today, Willie? 901 day.
901 day.
Today is 901 day.
Let's talk about that.
That is true, yes. And I don't even know the significance of that, but everybody keeps saying it.
Willie, just go, yep, it is 901 day.
It's 901
I'm very
day.
Excited.
That's right.
Because today is September 1st, 901, the date.
Right.
And so we are Memphis, 901.
That's right.
So it's 901 day.
Okay.
So there's special things going on all over town. Yeah. You want to get deeper into that?
Yes, right. Tell me what's going on.
Well, if you... Yeah, go ahead, babe.
Well, that girl that recently went viral for rapping the Chicken Head
song
in a Mexican restaurant is performing with Project Pat today at, I think it's going to be on Beale Street. I'm not sure.
So, you're kidding.
No, I'm serious. You got it. She is so talented.
Wow.
That little girl is awesome. So check her out.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure you could go online and look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Choose 901 will have a list. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day today, even though it's going to snow and hurricane and tornado, possibly an earthquake. But you know what? We're going to have fun. It's
That's
Labor
right.
Day. Let's chill and do something fun.
That's
Don't
right.
go to work.
That's right. May all your labors be for naught today. Well, no, not that. I mean, that's kind of
the history. The history of Labor Day, right? It was 1920. And then that thing happened. I mean, I don't even have to tell you.
That's
because
right.
Because everyone knows the history of Labor Day. And then right. Voila, yada, then yada, here we are.
Therefore, we declare this Labor Day.
That's right.
Yep.
And so,
Henry was trying to, I think Henry was telling us what it is.
Tell us what, okay.
But he didn't get his pill this morning, so don't look at him in the eyes or give him red dye.
Oh, okay.
He has not had his ADD meds. What, babe?
That's not what I said. I said,
yep.
I said we could also talk about it because
yes.
We probably want one of these kids try our first that they probably, if
one. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's move. Okay. All right. So Henry's all about Labor Day. He's pretty excited. So,
okay,
Marlon, I'm so sorry. Go to your next song because Willie okay. and I are the only people in this studio right now.
All right, so
we're hanging out.
So my next song is by a band called The Dead Milkmen, and the song is called Punk Rock Girl. This comes from their album Beelzebubba. I originally discovered
Beelzebubba.
Oh, yes.
I love that. Okay.
I originally discovered this song from watching Beavis and Butthead, and it's kind of funny how much watching Beavis and Butthead and watching skate videos influenced my musical interest over the years. And this is
our song. This is mine and Marlon's song.
Oh,
this
is
the okay. Yeah, we danced to this at our wedding. This okay. was our song. So go ahead.
We should have. Anyway, this is Punk Rock Girl by The Dead Milkmen.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car away, we started rolling. I said how much you pay for this, said nothing, man.
Punk rock girl, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and I actually saw the Dead Milkmen perform live last year at Riot Fest in Chicago. I think they're all in their 60s now, so they don't look quite the same as they did back when I saw this music video.
None of us
wow.
do.
Well, Botox can help.
Oh,
that.
Are you suggesting
not
that
to, you.
To me?
No.
How dare you?
Either way, it was great seeing them live. For me, that was a bucket list item I had been wanting to check off for many years. And they only played for 30 minutes, and it was during the afternoon. They, of course, weren't one of the headliners, but I was having a blast. seeing a band that I've been listening to since I was like 12.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. The Dead Milkman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Well, let's see what else is going on in Memphis this week. I have no idea. I don't even know why I said that.
Things
look
and stuff.
If you want to know, look it up. You got a computer.
That's right. You have a computer likely in your hand right now.
So
you
could, go for it.
There's this little search engine called Google.
That's right.
Go to Ask Jeeves. What is going on?
Ask Jeeves.
In Memphis.
Jeeves may Willie, take a moment to tell you. That's right, for 901 you'll find out.
You did find out about Labor Day.
I did find out.
I was close.
You were very close about Labor Day because it was signed into law in July of 1894.
That's what I said.
I think you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you wanted to say that.
Well, I clearly said it when I said, yada, yada, that thing happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
And well, that look was, at us. It's, and, you know, they had had strikes of Pullman porters and other rail workers and all this. And back then, you know, American workers really had no rights.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of during the Gilded Age when there were no laws protecting people, you know, and their safety or anything like that.
But
their
why
jobs.
A 40-hour work week? That's so long.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was better than the 60-hour work week people had been.
But can we look at that again? I think it's time.
It is time. Because famously, as Kurt Vonnegut said,
right,
what are people for?
Yeah.
Because we could probably run most of this without a lot of folks.
You think?
And I tell you what, I think probably some of the most creative people in this world are people who are trying to figure out how to fill that day at work up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
That's why I can't work for anybody. I can only work for myself.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I barely work. So,
me
yeah.
too. Yeah. I just...
I like to do stuff I love. You know, and I do love my job, so I...
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. But a 40-hour work week and in front of a computer and, oh, man.
I know. I think we're rapidly going to a four-day work week.
Yeah.
I really
As
do.
We should.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it'll be four 10-hour days Mm-mm. either, you know.
Mm-mm.
And so hopefully...
So we have just fixed... Everything
we Again. Did fix everything, you know. You could be the Secretary of Commerce,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think now anybody can be anything.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, if you have a brain worm, you can be anything.
That's right, that's
never
right.
Give up,
never give up.
Yeah, don't let that keep you down.
It's a job for you in the government,
anywhere, just pick.
All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis. My guest today is my brother-in-law, Marlon Mayo. And Marlon, let me say, I've had some brothers-in-law, and you are one of my favorites.
How many have you had, Willie?
I couldn't even count. I don't know.
I wonder who's had more, me or you.
Well, I don't know. But yeah, I've had a few.
Uh-huh. Hey, they've all been great.
They've all been great.
But he's one of the best.
That's right.
Hey, yes, he is the best of three for me.
Okay.
This one stuck.
Yeah.
Because I won't let him leave.
That's right.
He keeps trying.
It's under duress.
I'm not sneaky enough.
Mm-mm.
You're not sneaky?
Oh, I'll find his butt.
She would find you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Drag you back home, boy.
You got to raise this kid because he's 13 and I'm done.
All right. Okay, well, let's push it along here.
Ooh, I'm excited. What's your next song?
Yeah, what you got?
All right.
Is it to me? Is it dedicated to me?
It is not, unfortunately.
What?
However, one of the lines in it kind of makes me think about you.
Ooh.
Well, because it says, I don't want the world. I just want your half.
Oh, that's sweet.
Are you making fun of me or is that sweet?
I'm not making
just kidding,
fun of you.
Just kidding.
So this song is called Anna Ng, and it's by a band called They Might Be Giants. And there's an interesting tidbit about it. According to the lead singer of that band, John Linnell, Anna Ng was inspired by the New York City phone book. He was thumbing through a phone book to get song ideas, and he came across a section of the phone book where there were about four pages of this name that contains no vowels. and he didn't know how to pronounce it, so he was just calling numbers at random to see if someone would answer. Mm-hmm. He called the phone line of a doctor with that last name and got a voice message recording saying, Dr. Ng is not in. And then he's like, oh, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
Now I have a song. So this band is a full band now, but this was back when it was just a two-piece band with an accordion and drum machine and basically electronic synth kind of stuff. This is from their 1988 album, Lincoln. This is Anna Ng by They Might Be Giants.
Yes.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair. 80 dolls yelling, small girl, after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Okay, there we go. Now, who was that again?
That was They Might Be Giants.
They Might Be Giants. Okay.
Hey, Willie, yes. You know Labor Day is the official end of summer.
Did you just make that up?
No.
You did? I think you did. I've never heard that before.
What?
That sounds like such a lie.
Feels like it.
No, you are correct.
Oh, Anna.
You are correct. Yes, the official end of summer. And, you know, school used to start.
Yeah.
On the Monday after Labor Day.
And now it starts for us. It was July 31st.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
God. That is so crazy.
Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was time. They needed to go back.
Oh.
I think I kicked him out of the car. I did. I drove up, just kicked him out, and just kept going.
Yep. Just see.
Squealed tires.
Go and get.
Yeah.
That's right. Stop, drop, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, I can't... When I was a kid, we had 3 entire months of
back
summer.
Back when I was a kid.
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah. Drank through a water hose.
And said, why, sir.
Why is that so wrong? Can we not drink from a water hose? Was that wrong that we all did that?
Well, I don't know.
They wouldn't let us in.
You're drinking a bunch of microplastics.
You're a microplastic.
I am a micro. I probably have them in my body.
I know
body.
You do, yeah.
Well, I have no idea, but I drank through the water hose a lot.
Yeah, look, you're totally fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, I don't know. Some might say. Some might
don't
say.
Don't ask your wife.
That's right. Yeah. That she would say, that's the problem. You drank through the water hose.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been wondering what my problem was for years.
Figured it out.
Well, that's okay. All right, folks. Remember, we have the Fall Pledge Drive coming up September 13th through the 20th. And on this show, Songs That Move You, on Monday mornings from 9 to 10, we're pairing up with other DJs on the station. And I'm going to have Mr. Jim Spake along with me. And that's going to be so much fun. He is, I'm sure, selecting the tunes even as we speak. Or maybe not, but he might just grab a bunch of albums or CDs.
It's Labor Day. He's not doing
right.
anything.
That's right. He can't work today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's push it along. My guest is Marla Mayo and Courtney McCollum.
It's like you weren't real sure about my name.
And
Courtney
and Henry James Lovins.
We're a three-name household.
No one has the same last name in our household.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and mine either.
Yeah. You and Kim do.
Kim and I.
Well, I didn't take his last name. It never worked for me, so that's why I didn't take it.
Didn't work?
No. I've been a Rash, a Lovins, now Mayo. And so I'm like, I'll just stick with McCollum.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse anybody. My kid probably don't even know my last name. Too many husbands. Hey, save the best for last.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
All right, babe, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take over your radio
you are,
show.
But it's okay.
I'm stopping.
Okay.
All right. My next song is a song called Bad Time by a band called Alkaline Trio. And this is from their newest album, Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs. There's an interesting tidbit about this song. So the song was originally inspired by a friend who happened to call the lead singer while the band was on tour in El Paso, Texas, as an active shooter situation was happening just across the street from where they were staying.
Good God.
So they could hear gunshots and sirens off in the distance, and his friend asked if it was a bad time to talk, and he said no, because he really wanted to speak with her and hear her voice. So it's just kind of an ironic song. Like, obviously being in the middle of a shooting is a terrible
That's
time to
crazy.
Talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I'll set aside time to talk to you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting song.
What was the name of the?
The band is Alkaline Trio.
What's the name of the song?
And the name of the song is Bad Time.
Okay.
Here we go.
A bad time, but I can talk. I really wanna talk to you. I'm being stalked by killer robots, and I'm pretty sure they're bulletproof. It's a bad time. I thought to call you up so many times. In the dead of the night, left a message saying hi. I answered from a drive-by. Told you it's a bad time, but I can talk. No, I really wanna talk to you. I'm being stalked by that royalty, and me and Bobby just ain't true. And you're the only one that I can tell.
Okay, and that was
Alkaline Trio.
Alkaline Trio, and you said you were going to see them.
Yeah, I've seen them probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, but I'm going to Riot Fest in Chicago in about 2 or 3 weeks, and they're going to be one of the bands playing. They're actually playing an album show, which I like that, because instead of just a random set list, I get to hear a whole album, and it happens to be one of my favorite albums of theirs called Maybe I'll Catch Fire.
Okay, very cool. So just for those who don't know, like Riot Fest, how is that, like a 2-day thing? Or?
So Riot Fest is a 3-day festival in Douglas Park in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some pretty big headliners. The headliners this year are Weezer, Green Day, Blink-182,
and you've heard of all
Jack
those
White.
Bands.
I actually have heard of all yes. those people.
Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic is also going to be there.
Yes.
There you go.
And there's a lot of just a bunch of different cool bands, lesser known bands that I've been listening to since I was a kid. So for me, this is just a big overdose of nostalgia.
Okay. Okay. That's
I went
great.
Last year and had a great time with my brother, and I'm going this year with my friend Jose, and I look forward to having another great time.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Don't worry, I'll be at home taking care of everything.
That's right, taking care of all
Go
the
kids. Go have fun
all
at your
kids.
Concert. Where's your husband? I don't know. He's at concerts. If you see him, tell him we're hungry. That's how we live when he leaves.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll FaceTime you.
I'm just trying to make it out here, me and my baby. Dad is leaving us.
Yep. He's just rambling around.
He goes to see his other family. He goes to Chicago a lot, so I'm like, always tell him, going to see your other family.
Yep, yep.
Tell her I said hi.
Well, Fred and Lisa and the kids. That would
Fred
be
and Lisa and the kids.
Extended
yes.
family friends.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, we are winding down the hour here. We've got, I think, one more song to play.
Henry wants to pick a song.
Yeah.
Henry picked a song. What have we got there, Marlon?
So Henry picked out a great one. It's a song called Like a Stone by Audioslave. Audioslave lead singer is Chris Cornell, who was also the lead singer of Soundgarden.
Yeah, so I asked Henry.
He has a solid choice.
Yes, I was so impressed. And I said, why do you like this song? And he goes, because I listened to it in your car. Because it kind of played a lot. So
is there anything else you want to say about the song before we play it?
It's a good song.
That's good.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
I like that.
You know
that.
What? Straight to the point.
You know.
That's right.
No shenanigans.
Doesn't need to be over-explained. Uh-uh. It's just a good
song. He's not an over-explainer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, folks. If we run out of time here on this, I'll just go ahead and say goodbye.
Farewell.
Good luck. And we'll see you next week.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's right. And have a wonderful
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
We love you, Memphis.
Don't go to work.
That's right. Do not do any work today. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Like a Stone, Audioslave.